Welcome to Tuesdays, and you're now in tune into WIBSRadio.com, the station where we are the best in the station, not going to be behind.
Very sweet to be part of the secret. You see, the secret literally changed my life around 45 years ago. And for the past 38 years, I have traveled all over the world, helping people understand the secret. The law of attraction is always working. You can never escape it. Everything that comes into your life, you're attracting into your life. And you see, as we understand the secret, then we can sit down and dictate exactly what we want to come into our life. And with absolute certainty, it will arrive. Let's stop and think of who we are, what we are. You see, I said I am Bob Proctor. The truth is I'm not really Bob Proctor. Bob and Proctor are two words. That's my name. But it's not me. I might look at myself and say, this is me. But this isn't Bob Proctor. This isn't me either. You've never heard anybody phone into work and say, body's not coming in today. It's sick. You've never heard anyone say, am hand. We say, my hand. My name. My job. These are things we have. But it's not me. See, I am a soul, a spirit, non-physical, and I live in this physical body, and I have the ability to dictate the vibration that my mind and body will be in. You see, vibration is a law of the universe. This entire universe operates by law. There are no accidents. And vibration decrees, the law of vibration, that we literally live in an ocean of motion. Absolutely nothing rests. Everything moves. Everything's vibrating at one speed or another. And we can move into a positive or a negative vibration. We use the word feeling to describe the conscious awareness of the vibration we're in. If you hear a person say, I'm not feeling very well, what they're really saying is, I am in a negative vibration. When you hear a person say, I feel so good, what they're really saying is, I'm in a positive vibration. Now, do you know, when you're in a negative vibration, the only energy you can attract to you is like energy. You're going to attract negative situations into your life. When you're in a positive vibration, the only thing you can attract into your life are things that are in harmony with you, positive things. So let's think about this for a moment. Our body is a molecular structure. It's a mass of molecules in a very high speed of vibration. Mind is movement. And body is the manifestation of that movement. You and I have the conscious ability to choose the images that we're going to hold in our mind. We tap into an infinite source of supply, and we choose our thoughts. We can pick up other people's thoughts, or we can originate thoughts. And when we bring those thoughts together, we create ideas. I can create an idea in my mind of myself having anything I want. And then as I take that idea and impress it upon my subconscious mind, which is universal intelligence, I not only affect my body, but I affect this entire universe. Now I know that most of us have such a small picture, a small image of ourselves, that we have a difficult time believing that we would actually affect the entire universe. But we do. Do you know that thought waves are cosmic waves that penetrate all time and space? And when I think something, I control the vibration I'm in. And when I control the vibration I'm in, I control what I attract into my life. If I want greater wealth, I just have to see it coming into my life. I've been given a magnificent imagination. And through the use of my imagination, I can create, originate pictures in my mind. I can see myself in beautiful relationships. I can see myself experiencing wonderful success. I can see money coming to me through multiple sources on a continuous basis. You see, I dictate what I see. Do you know, Viktor Frankl was a Jewish psychiatrist that spent the war years in a concentration camp. Now, I don't suppose anyone has ever experienced more physical and intellectual abuse than those people that were in those camps. But Viktor Frankl pointed out in a marvelous book, Man's Search for Meaning, that no one could cause him to think something he didn't want to think. And you know, all the great leaders, all down through history, as far back as you want to go, have been in complete and unanimous agreement on one point, that we become what we think about. Now, why is that so? Because we have the freedom to think anything we want. We can originate thoughts, or we can pick thoughts just out of the ether. And we can internalize those thoughts. We can bring them together and build beautiful ideas, or we can build terrible ideas. But the ideas we build are going to determine the vibration we're in. And the vibration we're in is going to dictate the energy that we attract to us. Now ask yourself, what do you really want? Think about it for a moment. What kind of relationships do you want? What kind of health do you want to experience? Do you want prosperity? What kind of a business do you want? Do you know that you are the architect of your life? You truly are. And you can tap into this infinite source of supply, and it is an infinite source of supply. I think one of the most magnificent authors of the past 500 years was a man named Thomas Troward. And he talked about the spirit of opulence. And he talked about us tapping into the infinite. And he said, when you are drawing from the infinite, you can never take more than your share. Abundance is your birthright. But understand this, you will never attract into your life something that is not in harmony with you. And so if you want more, if you want greater wealth, greater health, more meaningful relationships, make up your mind right now that you're going to build the image of what you want, and you're going to hold on to that image, and you're going to stay in that vibration. This entire universe is an orderly universe. Energy attracts like energy. So just understand that the good that you want is already here. All you have to do is get in harmony with it. And you do that through your own thinking. It's absolutely phenomenal when you stop and think about it. Build the image of the world you want to live in. Watch the film, The Secret, over and over again. Go to the website, The Secret TV, because all of the products that they're offering you are going to help you alter your conditioning, change your habitual way of thinking. And when you do that, you have changed your world. I did that 45 years ago. I was just a young man, but I was given a book, and the book helped me establish a purpose for my life. It helped me understand myself. And you're going to attract according to your belief. Now, you might not really believe in yourself, but if you keep studying, you're going to be absolutely amazed with yourself. You see, our belief system is based upon our evaluation of something. And the more we reevaluate a situation, the more our belief about that situation will change. I want you to reevaluate the laws that govern your being. Start to understand the law of vibration. See how the law of attraction and the law of vibration are really, in truth, the same law. You can only attract to you the things that vibrate in harmony with you. I'll look forward to meeting you in open programs that we conduct, that Secret are going to promote. And I look forward to meeting you on another series of videos that this company is offering. The Secret is phenomenal. It's waking up the world. This is Bob Proctor. Thank you.
Wake up and win with GMSN. Wait for Circle K's secret word of the day. Then enter it on KSAT.com for a chance at a $25 gift card. Every entry wins a free donut. Plus, you could win the monthly car wash giveaway. We are Circle K and GMSN.
Down payment before you shop. Only at Drive Time.
Yeah. Hey, man, what you get ready to do with that tape, man? I'm about to put it in. This is one of Keno Old Texas, man. What you mean? You talking about 239? Man, whatever. They still the same. He's still the same person.
That's why I'm stuck in my ways. Hey, while most of these dudes in the game thinking they getting ready to get rid of hip hop, well, I'm getting ready to get back on the top and let them know that Mr. 239 don't ever stop. Ever since back long ago in the 90s, I was Keno White on track, been known to blank quick on an MC or a rapper, whoever you claim to be. You dudes better pay attention, stay out of the way. Mr. 239 getting ready to come through and lock and make y'all go, make haste, y'all disappear away. Yeah, when it was time for me to represent, I cleared up the stage, cleared up the stages. Why you do not hit on this, you can stop me, man. I'm getting ready to put all these razors inside of the instrument. I am a M-O-B-S-T-E-R, cause I'm stuck in my ways. That's why 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 I'm stuck. Ever since that long ago, man, I had to find a way to get away from the nonsense, and to this day, things still ain't ceased. Like me, had to get a gun charge just because some dudes try to come at me sideways begging your paw. You better stand out of the way, cause y'all ain't nothing but bars. When it was time for me to represent, man, I ain't nothing but PTSD inside of the instrument and leaving your headpiece scarred. While most of you dudes out there thought this all could stop me, people still bumping tapes for me from the 90s. I'm talking about tapes that I did when I was in my room. I used to do this for a hobby. While most people be trying to figure out why I am, I still own my J-O-B, or better, yeah, I'm on my engraving. What y'all thinking? When I represent, I'm stuck in my ways. That's why 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 I'm stuck in my ways. Check it, now it's getting ready for me to take y'all far beyond the past, the future, all the way out to a new place where you dudes won't be able to reach much. Yo, check it, it's the reason that Keno and Mr. 239 team up and get up in the studio to get rid of all the weak problems, get away from the nonsense and things that keep on trying to bother him. Yeah, Mr. 239 been coming in live and I done splattered him, forget about him. When it was time for me to represent 32nd degree mercenarium, why you dudes act like y'all can stop me, man? You better get out the way. Most of these dudes in the game from, what I say, new school, calling yourself hip-hop. Stop, get the f*** out the place before Mr. 239 comes through safe. Like I said, I'm stuck in my ways. That's why 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 I'm stuck in my ways.
Hey, yo, Mr. 239, look what I found, dude. Man, Murph, what you done got me into, man? You always doing this something crazy, man, you know what I mean? No, dude, I'm just going to show you something, dude. Like, you know what I mean? It's a lot of cool buttons in here, dude. Merc, man, don't push none of these buttons, man. Don't push none of these buttons, man. Don't do none of that stuff. Come on, man, what are you doing, man? You're going to get me in some trouble or something, man. Dude, don't worry, dude. It's perfectly safe, dude. Nothing's going to happen. Yeah, right, nothing's going to happen, Merc, man. Come on, man. Your name Merc79. You always do something crazy. Nah, dude, ain't nothing. Watch this, dude. Merc, man, what are you doing, man? What? Hey, man, yo, where we going, man? Hey, ho, man. You went, this ain't the type of game I was coming to play, man. This is, man, you was just telling me, come on. Yo, dude, just relax, dude. Just mellow out, dude. Just mellow. I am skimming on the clouds, and I'm going somewhere. I don't know if I'm gonna be found. What's going on? And I hear all types of sounds. I'm up in here in another planetarium. I'm up in the galaxy somewhere floating around, and I see a whole bunch of stars in front of me. What's that comet going past me? Going past so fast, so sleep. Man, am I really going in a natural high, or I'm really scheming through the clouds? And this is at night, so something going on. And Merc 79 is controlling this space shuttle that I'm on, and I don't understand what's going on. Merc, like, Mr. 239, just come down, and we getting ready to reach our destination, and we're gonna reach the new planet where the new music is at. Matter of fact, dear Saturn, dude, wham! We passing and going across the rings, and everybody trying to figure out why we always be representing it, going through all types of different galaxies. Man, Merc, man, you doing something crazy. You challenging me on some crazy stuff. I just thought that you wanted me to come and see some kind of project you done did. Well, you know, dude, I kinda told a lie about that, and I just had to make us something up to just get you to come and see if you was wanting to take the trip with me. Man, Merc, man, you shoulda knew that I was down to do anything when it's time for us to get up on the MIC and rock it. No, dude, you still think that this is about music. Dude, we going somewhere farther than anyone ever can use it. And you know what we doing right now? We are scheming on the clouds, going around, and it's the natural high versus a drug high, dude. So how do you feel right now, Mr. 2? Well, truthfully, Merc, Mr. 239, feel like I'm ready to put in some work. So, up here, yo, well, dude, why don't you go get some of that fairy dust or that cosmic rays and snort it up a little bit. Man, Merc, you sound crazy. What are you, foolish with this nonsense? No, dude, I'm just telling you, dude, if you snort some of that fairy dust or maybe some of them cosmic rays, dude, it'll fly you and take you way back through another portal. Matter of fact, there's a wormhole. Yeah, man, it's a wormhole. I'm somewhere to go, and I'm just going on and steady going. I'm going somewhere in a different zone, and I'm skimming through the clouds, and skimming through the clouds, and skimming through the clouds, and moving around, and Merc, what happened? I guess I'm by myself. I'm somewhere in the wormhole. I done slipped through a portal. This is, what year is this? This is 2024. Man, I don't even know what's going on no more. I'm scheming through the clouds. Nice.
WorldHipHopBeats.com.
Y'all know what it is right here. I done left the planet. I love it. I don't care about it.
He's gone.
I don't care where I am.
Up sand. It's that sand. Oh, that's what I'm talking about. That's it right there. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes, yes, it's right now. You did it again.
I'm out of here.
Man, hold on, man. I want to travel with you, man. I want to go with you with this. Hey, you can't go with me on this one. Come on, man. Let me do it.
Nah, man. You can't do it.
Have you ever been spaced out before? Have you ever been spaced out before?
Yeah, have you?
Not like that kind of spaced out. What do you mean? What kind of spaced out you mean, man? Spaced out in a place looking around, trying to figure out what's really on going around. Is he spinning around, or could it be the alcohol or the smell of the marijuana's aroma now? No, it ain't the smell of the marijuana, microphone aroma. It's just the smell of a lot of people discover that you don't understand it. When you get spaced out, somebody get pushed away. Pushed way out, leave them out in another surface. Put them back on orbit. Y'all know about me, I am a new sun star and I'm waving. 5 pointed, y'all know how I be represent live and I'm on it. This is something that I've been doing ever since I've been jumping on the moons and planets. I remember at the age of 6, my first time leaving the earth is getting out of me. I started wondering, where am I going? Am I spaced out? Why is it when I wake up everything around is a whole bunch of whiteness in front of me? It's like a cubicle. Hey, yo, somebody help me. I'm still going and I'm trying to figure out, when can I come back? Hey, how can I go be the age of 6 again? And everything I've seen at the age of 6, I've seen at the age of 33. So spaced out. I'm so spaced. Yo, who are you out here talking to anyway? Yo, Merc, dude, you don't want to talk to me like that, dude, because I'm going to handle it any way I have to do it, dude. Dude, I'll wham you and put you inside of a record and scratch you. Wait a minute, Merc, you need to stop trying to fight against your own personalities, man. You freaking me out. Yo, 239, don't even go there, dude. Sometimes you have fights with your own personality too at the same time. Well, Merc, man, I don't go through nothing like that to blow my mind. But, yo, dude, you need to just sit back and don't think about what's going on. Let's enjoy the time, man. What are we doing right now? Merc, man, dude, I told you I'm so spaced out. 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 What do you do? I'm so spaced out. Where you landing? I'm so spaced out. Jump to the chain. Everybody know when it's time for the Merc to come. Keep spinning their brain. Everybody said that DJ ain't gonna never go to sleep. Well, let's see. Monty predicted it at the age of 5 and 6 years old that Merc 79 was gonna be wanting to be addicted to a record. And I just can't get away from it. It's like a high that won't go away. Sometimes I feel like I'm in a zone and the records is just me and the records and we having a wonderful day. Merc, man, I done told you, you done lost it too many times. 239, get out of here, dude. Don't even go there, man. How's the relationship and you and the microphone going? The work and the relationship with me and the microphone. Merc, man, you know what I am. I'm so, so spaced out. I'm 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 so spaced out. Where you, man? I'm so spaced out. Where you going? I'm so spaced out. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. Da 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 da. I'm so spaced out. I'm so spaced out. I'm so spaced out. Yo, 239, dude. Man, what do you mean spaced out, dude? I mean, who is the dude?
Hey, y'all, get out of my stash right now.
You know who I am, man. Jostle.
Get out of my stash.
Yeah. Come on, to get back in the bed. Ain't nobody out there. I hear somebody now. I know there is somebody out there. There's a loud sound out there right now.
This is what I'm gonna give y'all is just wait, just wait.
Make y'all for a minute, take a second, understand the way that, the way we be flipping, make everybody start calculating, adding up the times that I make y'all feel like that I done broke y'all, M-I-N-D-E-R, Prism, Freedom, Prism, Freedom, Prism, Prism, coming in like a psychopath, it's on my rock. Don't nobody wanna get this guy. Get my shit instead of no business. Yeah, the words are on breakfast. We always coming in. Yeah, we got to just smash your head over all your breakfast that you try to come in. Say that you're gonna come in. They say that it's gonna be a wreck. Yeah, they know that even before. Yeah, we gonna address all you folks. Claimers. Yeah, you wanna claim something, saying that you gonna go running, running everything, just like you about to just put your print, like you going to sign it. Yeah, we done Hancockin' everything, running. A lot of people used to ask me why I used to flip back in the days of high school quick. Back when the time I was playing football, anything I did, everybody used to use me like I was loosely. So now, all y'all out there know when it's time for me to represent. Everybody sitting around understanding, thinking that I done took the L-I to the P-S is a way. All of them kissing they goodbye the way, sound the way, make all y'all feel like, yeah, by way. All y'all know when it's time for the Zebra Squad to play. Mr. 239, run around your brain. C to the E-L-S's, and make all you feel like that I'ma go. Molly goes, the shit said dead. All y'all out there know, yeah, when it's time for me to represent that heart of your chest beat, I just snatch it quick. Freedom, 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 freedom. Oh no, Shiba, oh no, Shiba. Coming in like lift my face. Yeah, I come and play your face. No one by this is playing with your face. Like they just gon' think that it's you, but it's gonna be me. I'm just gonna come and rip out your heart. Yeah, it's gonna be like, yeah. Kalima, yeah, say, yeah, they know that we gonna play. We always coming in, yeah, it's all in every play. Put a gun play. Anybody wanna come around? Yeah, we never play. Wanna come, you gonna get blowed down, blow today. Yeah, you going today. Yeah, it's going off the list. No, it's the this list, not the this list. You can call this the hit list. Like we just went into two sharpshooters. Yeah, it's just sharpshooting, shooting everybody. Yeah, we take you away if you a target. Straight. Freedom, 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 freedom. All y'all out there know when it's time for me to represent. I make all y'all feel like I'm taking all of y'all, whole pieces of y'all, to the C, to the A, and the E, S, T, with the S in. All y'all out there know, yeah, when I be representing, all y'all out there start confessing, like I done took out and snatched out y'all, T-O-N-G-U-E, quick. Shred them, shred them. Freedom, 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 freedom,
now in tune into WIBS Radio.com. Thank you. January on Stop the Secret, not going to be high. Roll on the way up to hello. Man, Mark, stop doing that, man. 239, dude, I was just saying, dude. Just, best spectacular, dude. Where are you at, dude? I know you hear the music, dude. Me like that, Cobra. Me like it so much.
So
no gasto. Got that. How you?
So no pasta.
What? Man, dude, these stupid idiots are not on the phone again.
Yeah,
you know what, dude? Get out of here, dude. Freaking idiot. Man, Merc, what's going on, man? Every time you come on here, man, there's always got to be some crazy stuff happening. 239, dude, listen. Okay, I mean, dude, you know what? You know what, dude? Shut up, dude! Freak out of here! You're messing up my sound, dude. Freaking idiot. You're an idiot. You're messing with my sound.
My mama
clown, I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to play my boomstick, y'all.
You shut up. You shut up, dude. Shut up, dude. Shut up, dude. Shut up!
Freaking idiot, dude.
You know what? Shut up, dude. You're messing up my music, dude. This is peaceful music right now, dude. Shut up, dude. I don't like when people interrupt my music, dude.
The bumba cry, you Ross, my dear, welcome.
Shut up, dude! What the freak? You're an idiot, dude! You're an idiot, dude!
You're my brother, seeing young in you.
You better shut up, dude. That's what you better do, dude. Freaking idiot. That's why I keep stopping the music, dude, and I'm going to bring it back again. Shut up, dude. Freaking idiot, dude. I'm trying to get this music complete, dude. The right way, dude. Freaking idiot, dude. Mark, you're pissing people off, Rich. You know, 239, just be quiet, dude. It's just one of those strange times, dude. I mean, so, this is 239, this is true subject speaking time, dude. So, like, is the beat loud enough or is it too loud, dude? Man, Mark, I think the beat is too loud, man. You know them sky beats, man. They be loud, man. But, dude, I'm going to start over one more time, dude. We should be right at the right area where we need to be at, dude. And this is an exclusive sky beat, dude. Sky beat, dude. No one has this, dude. I'm going to start this over again, dude. Hey, man, best spectacular. Where you at, dude? Where you at, man? Man, what was that weird stuff going on, man? Merc 79 is replaying this sky beat over and...
If y'all didn't notice, man, that was a Jamaican. I don't know where the Jamaican came from. But I tell you,
we heard that. Merc made him leave. He kept playing it over and he kept cutting it on and cutting it off.
he was making him mad, man.
You know what, dude? I'm glad he was mad. You know, I could have been there and stuck a banana for his in his behind. And it took a real banana from the tree because he was trying to act like a monkey. So, dude, you know, that's why I kept cutting the music on and off, dude. But I tell you what, the weird dude that be usually coming on this radio show, he better not dare come on this show tonight, dude. That one dude that normally be on here, he better not get on here, dude.
I don't know what dude you're talking about, but okay.
You know what, dude, you know what I'm talking about, that freaking dude that I chased with my taser, dude. Don't make me go there, dude. This is True Tuesdays, dude. Don't do that, dude, okay? This is 239, go into your surgery discussion, dude, and I'm gonna control this record. It's going to keep playing over and over again, dude. Well, best spectacular, man, this is True Tuesdays, all right? So I had a True Tuesday experience today, all right? Like, let's see. We got this thing going on at our church where the missionaries and the elders and the sister missionaries, and it's like 40 days fasting thing. So I fast yesterday because my little girls came to check me out. They actually came to the house yesterday. You know what I mean? And we had a little fun. They gonna be coming back tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? And I was fasting and I didn't even know it. From 9-8 from that morning until clean to like 4 o'clock that day. You know what I'm saying? When my parents and teacher had came here. And I was at the transit bus station. That's when I decided to bless my food and be eating. And that's when I end my fasting. And so today I officially fast for all morning to almost about like 3 o'clock today. So, you know what I mean? But not only that, today I had a major blessing happen. I had the elders to come at 12 o'clock today. And then since the sister missionaries couldn't come Thursday like they normally do, they came today too at 1:30. So I got a double blessing with, you know what I mean, with the lessons, you know what I mean, today. And so, you know, everything was fine. And then, you know, that old weird enemy got to come out of nowhere, boy, when he find out that you just thank you, Heavenly Father God, for just being thankful. Not for what you want, not for what you need, but for you being thankful. And so, you know, I was here and trying to, you know, find out some situations about, you know what I mean, about my rent and stuff. And like always, I call and talk to my landlord and she be all weirded out and coming at me sideways and, you know what I mean, and this, that, and the third. And so it's like, you know, a brother like me, I was like, whatever, I got to tighten up. But here's the major blessing before any of that happened. How about, you know how I used to work out in North Myrtle Beach early in the morning, like 2 a.m. at that gym? You know, when I used to go there early in the morning, you remember that?
Yeah.
You remember that? All right, so how about this? At 2 a.m. this morning, I was up working out, doing my still, doing my dips. And, dude, I was praying, and I had my legs stretched out like the mode on the stool and sitting in a chair, like, you know, as if you're doing dips. And, dude, I passed out for a minute. I wasn't tired, you know what I mean? And so when I realized it, man, I kind of, like, get snapped out of it, took my feet down from the stool. I was like, man, it's time to go to bed. Came in here, got in the bed, crashed. But that was a good thing, man. I done started back working out, and I figured, man, since I'm on steroids, man, and I, you know, take that vegetarian gel stuff for what wrestlers take. I mean, hey, why not work out with weights? I got steroids in my system, you feel me? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Makes sense, right? So, you know what I mean? So I'm back on, hey, I'm going to put it like this. I'm back on my grizzly bear again. You know what I mean? You know what I'm saying? That term I used to say, you know what I mean? Back on my little grizzly bear mode. Back on that mode, like, where I'll just be back on everything. So I'm officially back on it, man. So, but then, you know, after all of that, you know, of course, you know, it took me a little second to get on the show because that enemy always is out to try to mess with you when, you know what I mean, when you done, you know, been humbled and happy, and you've been, you know what I mean, you know what I'm saying, you know what I mean, and you know how it is when you're doing the right thing, and you know what I mean, and you acknowledging your Heavenly Father, and you just thanking Him for being thankful, you know, and like officially Groundhog Day is tomorrow, you know what I'm saying, and hopefully the groundhog might not see a shadow. Hope he don't, because you know they be doing it in Philadelphia. You know what I mean? The groundhog name is Phil, and they be doing it about 5 o'clock a.m. in the morning. And so usually at 5 o'clock a.m. in the morning, it's dark. So maybe we might get lucky. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? You know where I'm coming from, right?
Yeah.
So, like, I really hope we get lucky, man, you know what I mean? Because I think bad weather be making people act stupid and be acting mean, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I know you agree with that.
that, you know, that bad weather sometimes makes people act weird. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
So, with that being said, officially, I have been officially separated officially 2 years now. Well, I think that's, or maybe a year. Yeah, a year. Yeah, a year now. So I'll be going into that mode where I'll be, you know what I mean, trying to get my situation where I can get freed, you know what I'm saying? So, you know. Me like the flow, me like it so much. Me come through and blow up that flow much. They come through, they like it when they get their bad touch. They don't know their way, that their AM fleet come through with such. Such applause, make it do, they like they running flow. They can stop everything they be come through, we gonna do. Rappers in the Monday rule, coming with this type of flow. Most of them thinking they can stop what we was doing. We tell them you can do what we do. You can move out the way, that's the way we come through, keep the whole bunch of people moving. We've been known to keep a whole bunch of different type of people from coaches moving. Yeah, the Mr. T39 stick rhymes off the top of my mind and making all y'all out there feel like, yeah, we gonna give y'all the mean and versatile. A lot of people be wondering what it means. Well, you hearing it right now on this radio stream show. When it's time for us to represent, man, the A.S. we come through, we bring any kind of flow. Any type of flow. What's that for? Flow that flows with that. They do that kind of act like it wasn't that kind of pack. You know when it's time for us to represent, we represent like that. Put the blue sign that make us feel like they get stacked. Most of that game that they put their hook up to full of crap. Thinking they can stop the way we represent, we coming back and push the button back. Mr. C39 been pushing it back. All y'all out there don't understand when it's time for the AM fleet, we come through and we start switching back. Get for thinking all y'all feel like y'all getting smashed when we came out with the mad force. And when the beat goes away like that, that means somebody on the other end like, hold on, man, push the button to hit record. Cause they at it again. At it again. I am at it.
At it again.
Come on, buddy.
So they know that we always sharpen the pen. Everybody just wanna just crowd in. Wanna go around and they see you just round in. Everybody wanna grab the mic. They wanna start talking and they want their words to be tight. Right. Like they on a typewriter. That mean they just need somebody ghostwriter. Always need somebody to write their own rhymes. That mean write their rhymes. Write no rhymes. Everything, yeah, we jot down. Inside of our brain, yeah, we just jot down. Yeah,
it up,
just drop down. Who really gonna go with the hot sound? Yeah, the nigga don't
Big
know. The nigga just wanna
Come
go
on.
And he just go. Everything that a nigga just grow. Everything that a nigga don't never choke. Yeah, choke a rapper out on his own beat. Just like got my hands around his neck. And everybody just wanna say it. A nigga just going on check. Rhyming like I just gotta get a check. Yeah, we always learn love, respect. If it ain't respect, it's disrespect. That's mean everybody just wanna come for your neck.
Yeah. Come for your neck. It's suicide to us, the time. Suicide to our time, the blood ain't mine. The mind out there don't understand we come for. Blow through the maker, don't feel like they run door. They don't know the way we represent the AM fleet. Up in the building, the makeup on get clean. Blow down on the floor, then they go what they got. And don't do something, don't understand we come and blow them out. Blow them out of tools, it's like they get blood out. Too many dudes in the game, I like they talk out. Take out do the papa, blow the body go. These dudes that they don't know, it's the AM fleet blow.
We gonna bring it to you, make it feel like you see. You didn't know you see us in this type of format. A lot of wack boots don't know when it's time for the AFL to come to attack you. Make it feel like, yeah, we make it feel like we were both in black and blue. A dude that don't know we come and keep it cool. Yeah, it is a Tuesday. Tuesday, Mr. 239 and Best Spectacular come through and we don't play, making it all feel like it's like a doomsday. Yeah, that mean a boom day, exclude up the boom day, making you dudes out there don't know. Yeah, you whack dudes don't know, assuming it's time for us to come through. We make you get exposed, and then y'all feel like y'all, they ain't had enough to flow. Yeah, we give y'all enough to go off the top of the flow. Yeah, man, y'all didn't know we was versatile on this rhyme. Every time we come through, man, y'all never know how it's gonna come on. We got something out there to make you feel like you try to ever try to come like us. You gonna be feeling like, yo, you just looking, you got bust. You ain't nothing but, you're going in the dark.
Yeah. They got nothing. Yeah, we just bust them down. Just like we busting bricks down. That's the way we bust our flow down. Ain't nobody ever gonna go with the sound. Everything, yeah, just pitching them down. That means we just going fucking them down. Buck them down. Yeah, we knocking them down. Knocking walls down like Pimp C did. Everybody just say, yeah, this nigga just go, who did? Boots did. Yeah, I just go and everything I just slid. Everything that I just said. Everything that the niggas always say that you ain't gonna be with the lead. Leave a nigga covered with lead. Yeah, they know that this nigga just always just going straight off the head. Straight off the top of the dome piece. Everybody just get their dome piece knocked off. Just like Jason Tate's Manhattan. Everybody just say, yeah, we was up in Manhattan. In Manhattan, everything that we always don't ever lack in. Nigga just got
keep
to
going,
lack in.
Keep going. Keep going, man.
They keep lacking. Everything, yeah, the niggas thinking that they packing. Everything that the niggas always want to come stacking. Yeah, they stacking money. Let them stack their money. If I had so many gunnies, I go and I just hunt them down and run their money. That means run their money to me. Run it to me like gunplay. Everybody just say they want to go with gunplay. No, they can't go with no gunplay. Cause if a gun was in my hand, it'll be a lot of dismay. Who really gonna go with anything that a nigga just looking for the sign of May? When it get hot again, that mean temper's gonna flare again. Everything that this nigga just go, I just flow with the wind. Go with the wind. I used to run with the wind. Used to be gone in the wind. Gone in 60 seconds. Niggas with cage again. Like a nigga got locked in the cage again. No, it's like everything that I see, and I just write from a pen. Write from a pen of a paper of my mind piece. Mind piece, a piece of mind. Everybody just wanna feel the design. Yeah, the nigga always just gonna be in line. Be in line to get somebody and take them out of line.
Yeah, okay. Here we go. Check it. Mr. 239 get a little bit disgusted on the beat. Like back in the days, man, I used to save and preserve my piss inside of a gigantic bottle in my closet easily. And then go out and that's the type of piss that you pour on the porch and then it'll have leave a whole stench, make the whole place, let everybody know where I left my stench at. That's the way I get up inside the track. Man, when it's time for me and my good cousin, the best back track to come through, most of y'all do feel like you getting laid flat. Most of them out there don't know, man, we check you up like spray cans, aerosol cans. hands, and then we throw you in the sky and use our lyrics and shoot you up like a whole bunch of guns shooting out a whole bunch of bullets. Target practice, yeah. You dudes out there don't know when we bring the stars to keep everything packing. Most whack MCs be sitting back and they lost and they slacking. When we be representing, man, we got supposed to keep on to keep everybody going. That's the way it is. Why y'all out there didn't understand what we was doing, what we was flowing. Ever since we've been doing it, ever since we came in the game, spitting the track, keep it coming back, bring it back with the format to make a lot of dudes understand and respect what the AMP been up on top of. Why most of you dudes out there, you get stopped much. People get stopped up like a stopper. When it's top of the MR.239 to come through, man, I've been known to blast you. And then I've been known to let my best tag tackler come through and tack you up. Whack rappers in the game, getting tacked up, getting bastard up, getting cracked up, getting gassed up. Y'all don't know when it's time for us to come through. Most of you dudes be trying to figure out. Y'all be spitting grass up. Cause that what happened when you come up against the MR.239 and the best back tackler, make you fall flat down in front of your face to be eating grass. And then somebody wake you up, you're like, man, what happened to you? You just passed out, you fainted.
Ain't it? Yeah. Everybody just say, dang, that's a shame, ain't it? He done passed out. He can't even keep up with us. Everything that we just blow up, and we thinking that we ain't gonna go up. Yeah, we go up more and more, bring the ratings up. When we used to be around the ratings, we go up so high, many people would just get in with their high vibe of nothing but negativity. Everything that we just read is positivity. Everything that we used to go and rhyme on the beat. Everything, yeah, we keep it locked like we locked in the sheet. Yeah, we just going like you're just scratching up the beat. Scratching it up like a cat. You scratch up your back. Everybody just say, dang, that nigga just always was going to take it back. Take it back to the way that it used to be. When me and my fam used to be in the spot and just be flowing, everybody knew it was hot. What is it that that means? Yeah, we always tied a knot, just like we just been married in this, married into the game, so ain't nobody bury us in this. Yeah, we nothing but grave diggers, grave niggas. That means, yeah, we just graving niggas. That means engraving on the grave. Yeah, it's a F nigga that just wanna get in the spot and just wanna just play with triggers. Wanna play with triggers, go ahead and take yourself, take your own life, cause you know you can't bury us. Everybody just say that they just wanna go with the fairy dust. Fairy dust. Yeah, they just go like and bury. Yeah, it's just like everybody just say, yeah, this nigga just going like Bloody Mary. Google, they're gonna go and talk in the mirror. Don't say my name cause I appear like Candyman.
Oh, yeah, and Mr. 239, come back and let a lot of dudes know what time it is. If you try to come at the AM fleet, man, you losing a whole bunch of hands. Meaning once you go out to grab, man, it's like you grabbing your hand, putting it in front of a bomb, and it's getting ready to explode. What you call that? A true explosion. Yo, when it's time for Mr. 239 to represent, man, from my lung, I spit like a gun with a whole bunch of ram cartridges. While a lot of dudes out here didn't understand, yo, didn't understand what I mean when I come with that gun talk. Now you hearing it now. I'm going off with them shells. They coming off, man. Call me a cool metal jacket clip. When I spit off the top of my lip, everything starts to fall. And this spectacular, he's been known as a son of a gun, and he's a Winchester rifle. Mr. 239 of PTSD comes to tear down the whole building and make everything start falling in slow-mo. And then people start running and panicking away in slow motion. Like some reason somebody hit the pause, go hit the button, go back to Adam Sandler. Click, making all y'all feel like, man, I take you back in the television. Better yet, man, I take y'all back to that movie called Stay Tuned. Me and this spectacular suck you inside of our tube, and the next thing you know, we control you. And on every channel, man, you start hearing the AM fleet, and you be like, man, damn, there go them dudes again. We can't escape them. That's how it is when it's time for us to represent. Most you whack dudes, we giving y'all the reason, the meaning of greatness. Meaning that back in the days, man, this is what people did. Was rhyme on one beat over and over. The same beat keep playing. Nothing got to change up, man, and they keep the lyrics coming through. Keep them laying like I'm a bricklayer, brick mason. All you dudes out there don't know when it's time for the MR Boy 239, man. You dudes out there feel like you get tripped, cause that spectacular and lying down them trip wires, and that means the rest of your legs and everything that went in is gone. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. It's gone. It's been a rain.
Gonna smith it rings. Yeah, the niggas nothing but nimble rings. Yeah, they nothing but anuses. Matter of fact, blow off his anus. Yeah, everybody just say damn. He just blew me up. Did it just blew me down. Everything, yeah, we just blowing down. Going with our facts, just bringing them back. The beat come back, the back. Yeah, just come back again and again. Many people will get sick of the beat. We the type of people that'll just rhyme on the beat, keep on rhyming. Everybody just say that, that they just don't even want to hear the time that we put in. Everything that we always push in, yeah, making it all push out. Push it out, just like I'm taking the shit now. Matter of fact, it's just like I got diarrhea. That's the type of flow that we just go in. We just flow like Niagara. Yeah, let it all fall.
All fall, most of you whack dudes in the game are all fall. So when it's time for the MR Boy 239 and best back jack of the flow, man, we giving y'all two ways of how a lyric is supposed to flow, how we supposed to go. Why most of y'all out there steady boasting, bragging about your diamonds and your gold. When it's time for the MR Boy 239 and best back tackler, we've been known to be the AM fleet. So y'all gonna respect the atomic mass, man. We inside of the dough, man. What's that creeping through? That's that chemical coming from the chemicals of the formulas that the AM fleet is mixing up, flow up inside of the lab while most dudes' nose is burning, burning their nostrils. That's why it is for most of you dudes out there. We got the type of flow that make you dudes, if you bumped over, we'll stretch your back up straight like your pasta. All you dudes are getting topped up like the whole bunch of pasta ate up. Niggas ain't nothing but chicken nuggets.
Chicken nuggets. Matter of fact, ain't nothing but liver. No, I just taking it in, I just took out his liver. Matter of fact, you could call that urban legend. Everything, yeah, we nothing but legends. Everything that's legendary, yeah, they know that is evil fairies. Evil fairies don't play with my gold. Matter of fact, I just taking it in, I just gonna flush these niggas down the commode. Because they flow, ain't nothing but feces and piss. So they know that we always stay covered. Covered and we blessed in this. Everything that a nigga just always just gonna be about no diss. Niggas just wanna go and diss. Wanna diss a nigga about anything. Wanna just diss about the nigga that they don't even like his ring. That mean looking at my ring. Got no pinky ring to show. Got no index ring to show. Got no other diamond to show. I ain't even got to have no gold. Even if I didn't have no gold, everybody know that my heart is gold. That'll go pure. Everybody just say, dang, this nigga just go solo. And I just go lure them in for the kill. Like somebody got set up. Everybody about to get wet up.
Red up, get that up. Yeah, the new moon Aquarius is up in the sky. So it's time for the MR.239 and best tag tackle up to come through and let y'all know what we do when it's time when the moon faces start coming more. While you dudes out there don't know, we keep coming through representing breaking the style live. For most dudes out there don't understand, yo, you gonna respect us as we continue to come live. Well, most of y'all out there know, yeah, Mr. 239 gonna keep on and shine, man. Like I said, from night to shine, I stay on my grind. That's how it's been, man. That's been the oath. That's been the lie. That's been the lobby. That's been the knowledge. That's been the language we've been using ever since the time of the lunch room quake. Was back in the time of the Riverside quake. Not the time of walking down the street by the project quake. Or maybe riding in the cars and riding in the whips. Or maybe doing it out there at, I forgot what it was called. It was by the mall. But, yo, a lot of people know where that place is out there in Monroe. Yo, my cousin Ben Spectacle used to stay there long ago. It was down the road from Jack in the Box, though. I know he can call it out real quick where he used to stay at. That's how it's been, man. We done moved around, man, wherever we done been at, man. We done left our name at. That means, because if we ever go back to another town, they'd be like, hey, yo, man, there's some dudes right there, man. They used to be flowing out there way back.
You can still be going there. There's never been whack. As they keep going, everybody pitch it back. They can't pitch it back, but they know that we black. We black men. Yeah, the black men, nothing but power then. That means we giving all power. Everything that a nigga just go devour. Devour like him just taking another hour. Another hour masterpiece. Everybody just say, dang, that it gotta be. It has to be. This is that nigga that's just gonna keep blowing. And I set it off for the East Coast. East Coast, yeah. I don't ever brag and boast, because I'm nothing but hip-hop. Everybody just wanna say they wanna be hip-hop. Niggas in the game ain't hip-hop. They all that rap and all that pop. That mean all of them do nothing but rap. That's why it's called a rap game, because they really ain't got no lyrics. They all sound the same.
Yeah, all sound the same. Most of them are all too lame. That's the reason why the AM fleet then came, and we assaulting y'all in the game. Man, we the ones to maintain the step in the game with similar boots on, with the sport shoes on. Still have them army fatigue on. And let y'all know, yeah, if y'all want to go on with that, we can let y'all know when we be on, when we come back with a format. Most of y'all get killed with raw packs. All of y'all get thrown back. They make them feel like, yo, if you come out and with that wax stuff on, you gonna force it that. When it's time for us to represent, spark the chat. Got everybody feeling like, yo, the thoughts will make you feel like you got black. And y'all done got attacked by two dudes that make breed. Black Dairy Key Indian. Why most of you dudes don't understand, man, the flow be tight like white. So we mix with black and white, so don't ever forget it. We giving y'all two mixes quick. Why all dudes out here thinking they can stop us? Man, y'all don't understand, man. We came from two identical twins.
Two identical. Everybody just say, dang, these niggas just go ridicule. No, I go ready. Ain't nobody really gonna go get with it. They can't defeat me. They can't even own me. They mad because they couldn't own me. Couldn't own us. They couldn't own any beat. Anything what we rock on. Everything that we just piece together. Piece together and we just blow it like a feather. Blow these niggas. Yeah, they nothing but feathers. Yeah, they featherweight, nothing but heavyweights. They better get their weight up if they trying to lift weights. Everything that we just do, that we gonna take. Yeah, we just down to take. Remember when I was coming up and I was a little mate? That mean I was always down to take something. We're taking something, I'd probably take it from my mother. Take it all from my cousin. When I took my cousin money, I was at school flashing all the money. Everybody was coming up, running up, saying, who money you got? Don't even worry about it. I was about to buy a honey something. That's when I got busted, when I was trying to buy something.
Yeah. And Mr. 239 always had the type of hands to be sticky fingers. So, man, I had this little, this little habit that I wanted to collect a whole bunch of baseball cards. I'm talking about old days, last baseball cards. And plus, along with collecting a whole bunch of tapes. But let's go back to this in a matter of fact. For me, connecting, wanting to collect a whole bunch of baseball cards. So, anyway, man, I took me and my brother. We went to Roses. Man, I went up in the spot trying to grab up all these plastic cases for all these valuable cards I had, and going to the front where the double doors was at, man, I was walking, trying to walk out, holding my chest. Somebody stopped me. Somebody knew my mom, and they was like, oh, I know them, man. The cops was about to lock me up, but at the same time, the cops brought us back home, me and my brother, and my mom, after the cops left, my mom started giving me blows to the chest, punching me, knocking me down in the front of the doorstep like he is stupid ass. You're going to take your son up, take your brother up there with you, and he's going to have him shoplifting like you. Oh, what the hell? Y'all don't understand, yo, the reason why we go by AM Fleet, man, because we've been known to come through and be doing things before our time. All you do is out there understand, man, yo, check it. Man, we ain't telling y'all no lies. We telling y'all truth. Like the time when I was in middle school, man, and I was doing all types of things and hanging out the wrong crowd, and then I just kept on doing all types of things and didn't really want to be in classes because people were trying to bully me. So now every day when I nowadays when I see things on Facebook and somebody getting bullied quickly, I share it on my page.
Yeah.
Share it on my page.
Looking at everything. Everybody just say that they want to do what they do. Can they do what we do? No, they can't do what we do, live what we live, or even chew what we chew. Everything, yeah, it's been so true. Yeah, it's just like everybody just want to do more than you, want to do more than he, always want to go and follow he. Everybody just want to be like he. Who is he? He ain't me, and he ain't you. That mean everybody wanna be me. They wanna be you, but they can't be us because we do more than two. That mean more than two, more than three, more than four, more than five.
More than five.
The nigga that always stay live, just like Channel Live. Who really wanna go and smoke the la la la? Yeah, I smoke them under the table. Every time, everybody just say, yeah, this nigga just know they always have to shine, always gonna have a line, always gonna have something put in line, put on deck, like it's going in a card deck. That means we were both collecting cards at young age, so everybody knows that we play with our deck.
That's right, so give us a whole bunch of respect, because, man, we've been playing with pool sticks ever since we was like 11 and 10 years old. Eight ball in the corner pocket, while most backs in the game thinking they've been doing something like they balling quick. Y'all ain't balling, y'all don't know about balling, because when it was time for the MR.239, the best tag tackler known as Keno and Townman, better yet as LB, y'all know what time it is, man. We come through life, man. We bring the realness, and we continue bringing it to the street. And by the way, big up to rest in peace to Chris Ledlow, man, because if it wasn't for him and Little Steve, both of them, Lamar, Sal, I don't think we would be going with this long run now, because this was something that was invented back behind the walls back a long time ago. But most of these dudes in the game be thinking that, man, what is that, what they really supposed to be doing when they coming down with the flow? Yeah, the flows keep coming around and making all y'all feel like, yeah, we gonna hit the underground and pound the bound, open and crack the inside of the surface smoke. While most dudes out here don't know about us, yo, we giving y'all something to rip y'all to pieces. Yo, must do dudes quick, make them feel like, yo, they losing everything that's inside of them in a quick sense. In a quick sense.
Yeah, it can make them all lose their sense. They ears get dense. Yeah, they look intense. Everything going at pre-hints. No, it's just going with hits. Free hits. Just like taking a hit when somebody asks you to hit. Yeah, you can't hit me in my face. Yeah, I bet you hit me in my face and see what I do. That's what many used to want to do. Many used to go and do.
Well, they didn't understand that you always had the Fletcher over you. And Fletcher was one of your best friends. He'd been known to love to taste the throats. While a lot of people out here don't understand about back in the days when we was the zeros, that means we wasn't a zero. That means that we would have zero tolerance to deal with any whack nonsense that anybody brought towards us when we got ready to hit. And that's how it is, and that's how it's going to be. We represent WIB.
I want my baby back, baby back, baby back.
I want my baby back.
got my baby back.
Man, Merc, what are you doing, man? 239, just watch me work, dude. All right, we watch you.
My dead body, that treasure is mine. It's mine. No, it's mine.
Ladies, if you're looking for somewhere to surrender your gold booty, then Dick's Pawn Superstore is the place to go. They'll give you the most bang for your buck in all of Myrtle Beach.
I saw him burn. No, it's my superhero.
Man, Merc, where did you go to? You know what, dude? You said it again, dude. I'm going to on you, dude. You freaking dude. Merc, man, where did you go to earlier, man? All them people was in that loud, like it was a party. Dude, I went into a party where people was playing y'all music, dude, the AM Fleet music, and they were just in there going crazy with all kinds of music, dude. Wham, dude. Real.
So as for those couple of haters, Bub and Devin Dud, you two have been out of line.
Wow. Oh. 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 Ouch. Ouch, that hurt. What are you doing?
Armando.
Wham, dude. Yeah, Worst Boy Beck is in the building. yeah. Okay, word up. Take him back to how I used to be in that room. Yo, check it. Here we go. Yo. Mr. 239, grab a pen in the pad, sit back and let it rest on my lap and look up in the sky, man. And I used to be like, man, I got some stuff that I want to jot down quick, fast on my pad and use it with my pen. What's going on, man? I done started writing, man. The ink is starting to run out of the pen too much. I ain't even finished writing my verse. What's happening right now, man? The ink ain't lasting inside of the pen, man. I'm getting mad. I'm going to throw the pen against the wall. All the ink is gone. What's happening, bro? Man, because, man, I done wrote too much, man. I didn't realize that I'm on the back of the page already. So lyrics been coming like that ever since I was around about 10 years old. For all these dudes out here don't know about the AM Fleet, man. Y'all giving a part of this the way we represent easily. Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, they don't know. I mean, you get static. That means something. AM Fleet in the building.
Best Back Checker, let them know what happened with you when you was writing so much.
I'd be writing so much, I would be thinking of things and everything would go into another scene. I'd be thinking about many things that I didn't think that were clean. That's when my verses were tainted. That mean everything that I went and I painted. Yeah, I used to paint portraits of killing my enemies. Every time when I wrote a verse, who was getting into me? What was getting near them? You know, the niggas didn't even look at everything that was getting belittled. Yeah, these niggas just get little. That mean everything that I look at, everything that I piece at, everything that I just went and looked at.
Word up. See, y'all need to understand why we are professionals. It's not a joke. It's not a game. It's not a data cap. Okay? That's what y'all be saying. Cap? No cap? Well, this ain't no cap. How about that? Word up. Yeah. So anyway, man, I had to change up, and man, I used to go to the stores and buy like a whole pack of pens, like a 20 pack. And I'm sitting down, and along with the pads, man, the pads used to last long, but the pens would be gone. Because I wrote so much, man, and like it seemed like I was writing until I made all the blood come out my veins and go inside the pen ink. Yeah. That's what you call lyric blood right there. You ever had that feeling that you write so much that your blood pressure of your blood to start running inside of the pen ink, and it ain't the ink no more? Do you remember them days when you took the pen in and put it in your mouth and wet it to make the ink, make the pen write again? You remember them days, Best Back Jack, when you had to use the pen and you had to put it on your tongue to get it wet to make it write some more? You remember that? See, that's when you know that you write. See, these little niggas out here ain't writing. Like you said, they be having damn ghost writers, man. They be having a ghost come out of the closet. You want me to write this for you? Monroe and C, Ghost Town niggas in the building. But, and we ain't finished. Man, y'all thought we was done? Heck no, we ain't done. Marco, we done. Dude, you better not ever ask me a question like that again, dude. Man, Marco, I was just saying, man, you know, I just wanted you to clarify that we wasn't done. Because some people think we was done. We're not done. So,
I bet you, Merc can't find that Triumph beat, that or Killer Bees beat. But well, we're really smashing niggas.
Merc be putting all kind of beats on here. He probably can't find that beat, but he'll play a killer beat for you. But he gonna play maybe a Eric Sermon beat for you. See, Merc 79 be doing some real wise guy stuff. You never know what he gonna play. You just gotta watch him. You gotta listen to him. It's like a game. You gotta like pay attention to Merc, man, because sometimes he just start doing things out of the ordinary and you don't even suspect it's gonna happen and it just come on. So you never know what he could be doing. You said a killer BB, he could just play any killer BB and you wouldn't even know what he was gonna do. Like, you, I mean, so it's on you to start rhyming on me. On you, yeah, it's on you.
Yeah.
We go to the best, man.
This AM Repo.
Yeah.
AM Repo.
Yeah.
It's time to repossess them. All they
That's right, repossess
them. Thing, what they say. It's AM Repo.
That's right. That's right.
It's AM Repo.
Boom.
AM Repo.
AM
Repo. Hey, on repo, just like Daddy getting repossessed. All them rhymes they possess. Everything that they wanna go and they just wanna confess. I confess this, they should've paid their notes. So we gotta just come with the note in their face and they getting all mad like Operation Repo. Ready to just go, just go in the same mode. Everybody just say, yeah, this nigga just taking them back. Take them back, the little me and my family used to look way back. Looking at all the repo stacks. Everybody just saying that they just want to get that. No, they gotta get back. Matter of fact, they gotta pay back. Cause they're getting all repossessed. They're getting all this rent stuff and they can't even pay their car. Know everything, what they want to say and what they want to go with their throat. Everything that they want to just go and roll. Because it's Operation Repo.
Operation AM Repo. Yo, check it, yo. When it's time for Mr. Elmore, 4239, I make a whole bunch of whack rappers start acting stupid like on South Beach and Cole. Cause niggas be acting like they be mad when they see MR 4239 get ready to speak the flow. Like that dude Rome, when he be up in that little that rip that repost up. Niggas be acting crazy, be acting stupid like they don't wanna move much. And they don't wanna put their chains and their coins up. But when it's time for the AM fleet, man, we've been known to warn ya. Come up, pull up behind ya, pull up in front of ya. Beside you, just like quick, like a damn record truck, making all whack ass rappers in the game like my artist. Oh, this up, AM Repo, AM Repo,
Operation AM Repo,
Repo,
Operation AM Repo,
Operation AM Repo.
Now let me get into it. I'm a hot head like Matt. Everybody just wanna come at me and they just wanna try my hat. Matter of fact, they just wanna match. Wanna match up against the muscle, the stamina. Everything that they wanna, just wanna go and just wanna talk much. But they ain't got nothing to say. I don't wanna hear their words, get up out my face. Everybody just say, yeah, that's a nigga, don't even try to play my face. Act like you ain't got nothing next, just gotta go away. Cause we just gonna take it away. We don't care about your name and whatever your lane. Wherever you stay, we gonna find you. Operation AM Repo.
Operation AM Repo. For all you dudes out there don't know what time it is. When it's time for the AM fleet, man, we be installing like a zillion worldwide bars. All y'all out there throwing these dogs and stop the way we represent. You better grab your baton, grab the microphone like a baton. But it turns to a big dynamite steak, and then your arm and the rest of your body is gone. And here we go. Mr. 239 in the building with the AM fleet, best back tackling. Yeah, man, I did this back in the JC lounges. So the name of this song is I'ma say it when I get finished saying my sentences. While rap rappers in the game thought that they could prevent the hits. Man, we've been doing hits for centuries. Man, if you go back and look at the YouTube on Keno Wright, man, you'll see year by year. Every century, man, we had something different coming through the game, coming through the industry. A lot of whack dudes was like, man, damn, they go them dudes again. Whenever they gonna see? Man, every time I turn around, man, they coming out doing something. Man, when we gonna get a chance to come out and shine and do what we do? Cause they will keep doing stuff, man. We keep seeing them. They keep coming out. Man, it's like they standing in front of us. They staying live like the top lights out in the house or maybe in the streets, maybe in the highways, maybe like the Christmas lights or holidays. Well, most dudes out here told that they can follow us. Now you pack rappers out there. If you don't like what AM Fleet doing, I told you what the hell you can do. You can sit your ass down. If you don't like what AM Fleet bringing and pursuing to you and your crew, you can sit your ass down.
Sit your ass down. Matter of fact, you better sit down before you get smacked down, knocked down. Matter of fact, get shot down. Matter of fact, sit you down by shooting in your leg. And you gonna wish you sat down then. Yeah, the bullet just went in. Everything that we just gonna just leave in. Engraving. Engraving like a pin. Yeah, we go with our music. Everybody just wanted to hear our music. When we was in JC Lounge, many people wouldn't lounge. They be ready to just knock something down. They be going crazy, going all day.
Yeah. If you don't like what AMC said, you can sit your ass down. If you don't like what Best Ass Tackle C39 doing on the beat, you can sit your ass down. Sit. Yeah. Down, sit down, don't get up again. Cause if you run your mouth, man, I'm sure when it's time for us to represent, man, we hit you with a whole bunch of soldiers. So if you don't like what AM Fleet doing, I told you again, you can sit your ass down. If you don't like what Best Man Tackling Mr. 239 doing, you can sit your ass down. If you don't like what WIBS doing, you can sit your ass down. If you don't like what we be bringing to the game, you can sit your ass down. Hey, Best Spectacular.
Yes,
I hope
yes,
you didn't
yes,
disappoint
yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, that was crazy when we did it on the attack. Hey, yo, we was always playing some comedies and some stuff, man. Every time you turn around, boy, we wasn't stopping. It was just coming.
Hit him in the face. Hey-ya.
Wait a minute, hold on. Say that again. Who was you barking to?
Yes, yes, Mambo. Hit him in the face. Hit him in the face.
Oh, that's that damn movie, Love Don't Call It. Hey, that shit was crazy. That he was supposed to change that damn tape to show up. That nigga was in there. He left out of the room and said, come on, girl.
Hit him in the face.
Hey, yo, you know what? But you said some real stuff right there. You said that's how them niggas is. Mambo. Oh, Best Man Tack, nigga. You ain't stop cracking me up for nothing, nigga. For real, boy. Hey, that's why I said, nigga, we got to get you out here, dog. We got to get you out here, boy. We got so much unfinished business, nigga. Like, we got the Adventure Mix CDs to catch back up on and do. We, like, way behind. The last adventure we did was 7. I think that's what it was. Number 7, wasn't it? Wasn't it Adventure Number 7? Because I came up on that CD. I think that's because it was the double one. It was the double one when you did the song called We Family. That was 6 and 7. See? I be going through the crates paying attention. I have to, man, on that great stuff, you know what I mean? We be bringing great music, man. Every time we was in the building, it was great music coming out. We did so much music. Like, I remember you said that one day. You was like, we done did so much music that we broke down computers. We did. We shut computers down. System overload. System overload. You remember them nights when we used to be recording and the computers just start blinking like it was just about to pass out. You remember that?
The computers did like the whole robot do on the Taco commercial.
Yeah. He said, hold on. He got mad. He shot that laser out of my field. Yeah, that's a crazy-ass commercial, dude. I was looking at that. You know what? You made sense. Said the computer did, because they did do like that.
them computers did just like that. They started blinking first, boy. They would be blinking and they'd be hot as hell. You remember they used to be hot?
What is an overcast? Come on.
And then he was like, no. The other thing he said, human,
robot,
is that human?
Robot. He said, Rob, human.
Yeah. It was a cup of coffee. I was like, damn, Kako be crazy as hell. What they want us to do, they want me to grab it and promote it. That's what they want to do. That's what they asking for. That's what they asking for right there. You know what I'm saying? That's exactly what they asking for. And me and Merc 79 are going to go snooping, and we're going to find some stuff. But right now, Merc 79 finding the beat for us. He's still looking. The beat we ain't rhymed off of yet, but we about to rhyme off of it. Big ups to Eric Sermon, man, you know, because he did embrace us with mad love, man, when we was up in Club 11, man. Him and Benny Negro, man, they showed us half a county hard, boy. We was up in there, and the whole place smelled like nothing but marijuana. Didn't it, Biff? Didn't it? And all you see
stingy smokers.
But it was all good though, because I mean, you know, Red Man and Eric Sermon, Paris Smith, all of them, they showed us love, man. We got in there and shut that. We went in there and tore it down. You know what I'm saying? So hey, yo, man, big up to Eric Sermon, man, and Keith Murray, man. We're gonna keep riding this beat. I like this beat right here. So Best, it was on you, right? Yes. Okay, here we go. He gonna be talking at the beginning, so don't come on until he get finished talking. And you're now in tune into the hip hop session brought to you by Mr. 39 and Best Spectacular. Wham! Lyrics, nigga.
How you gonna front on niggas, man? Oh, right sure, man. I'm telling you right
take
now.
Take it out. What am I about to do it right now? Take it out. Man,
yeah. Your turn, go.
Yeah.
Come on, man. You're already in it, man.
Okay.
Merc, man, bring the beat back, man. This nigga got to be jumping in right after they finish talking. Hold on. He bringing you back, man. You and him talk again, man. And then you come right in after that, man.
Check this out, man.
It's like a 2-minute beat, so you got to roll in, man.
Lyrics on the beat, everybody just saying that the nigga just go lyrics with my speech. Everything what the niggas wanna be. Them niggas can't place it and they can't learn it. They can't burn it. Yeah, this nigga that's always just gonna be discerning. Yeah, it's concerning. Yeah, leaving these rappers concerned. Everybody just gonna burn. See them all burn and all that it gotta just gonna learn. Everybody just say, damn, this nigga just go la-di-da-di, potty-potty. Yeah, these niggas just gonna go get shoddy. Like I just pulled a shoddy. Pull the shotty, anybody just leave a body. Everybody just saying that.
There you go.
Go and I just come.
Oh, yeah. Voters for Black is in the building. And like Best Tag Tackler said, man, he just come in the game just like he pulled out a shotty. Well, Mr. 239 comes through to make a lot of niggas in the game feel like, yo, I done went and took their head and put it inside of a little baby potty. Where after a baby done pissed and put a little baby feces inside of it. What's that on top of their head? Call that baby knowledge. Why niggas be acting like they can stop the way that we be representing. Man, the A and people represent on beats to keep all your dudes out there. So the like y'all got caught up in this, caught up in the sweat. Me and my dudes stay on foot like a zillion one cat that's just sticking your niggas on the top of your damn head, people quit. Y'all know when it's time for us to represent. Man, we be representing with tax to keep a lot of whack dudes gone flat. Go.
Keep them going back. Back to back, everybody just wanna think back when we used to go, was just to be laid back. Put your back, everything, what they just wanna talk back. No, they can't bust back, then they just wanna fight back. But nobody fight no more, so it's just this time to just grab some arms. That mean everybody just wanna get strong. That mean everything that we just gonna just leave everybody just circled and circled. And there's so many bullets. So many bullets get spread, and everybody just see that it's just going, and it's just going to leave lead inside of them, like ink just got planted inside of them.
Oh, we see what we be doing, y'all? See, y'all don't be knowing what we going to do. You never know what Merc 79 going to throw on for us. He can just throw on anything, and it'll just be boom. Yeah. What you doing, girl? Y'all ain't doing that. Stop asking me for damn money, man. Stop that now. Stop it. Why you always scheming? You scheming much, damn it. You get out of my damn face right now. Too many situations dealing with weird females, man. Every time you turn around, man, it's like, man, I look at the hand on my watch, man, and damn, like, what's going on this century, man? Now that Biden is in the chair, in the seat, too many women be trying to ask dudes, will you go get me a stream card? Will you go get me an Amazon card? And I'll come and see you if you do it. Flash a little bit of titties and a little bit of ass from the back of thighs and throw something to make you get up in a rise and make you think for real that maybe they trying to be real, but at the same time they playing jokes and playing games inside of their mind, man. It's like, damn, I can't take this shit no more. It's messing my brain. They scheming. Scheming much. They so scheming much. They so scheming. Scheming much. They is scheming much. Dude, they scheming much. Scheming much. They so scheming much. They so scheming much.
Can you buy me a game? Can you get me a game? I get tired of running in so many games. That's why I just stay in my own lane, because there's so many women that just try to play you, try to play your face and just try to just get something out of you. Or they just want to find out about you. Say, I got your information. I'm there just to get somebody called on you. Yeah, call them if you want. They're going to have to find me. Find me. Or they just going to have to just sign me. Matter of fact, they're going to have to sign on the dotted line. They better have a good exchange order. They better have something.
They so scheming much, they scheming much, they so scheming much, they is scheming much, they so scheming much, they so scheming much, scheming much. Scheming, man, they too much scheming. Man, at night, man, I go to sleep, man, I'm in my bed alone, man. I be looking up at the ceiling, man, the doors is, lights is out, man, and I be like wondering, man, why is it there ain't no more real faithful women? Why it ain't no more women that you done put a ring around their finger quick and they find a decision to say that they don't want to be with you. But then when you go through looking at their page on Facebook, they got all these type of other dudes that they all hooked up with, and you try to figure out what the fuck is going on inside of your mind. You start the trip, but then it's the night that morning that you worked out to get a whole bunch of tips off your mind. You was like, man, damn, I was just tripping and smoke. If you do that, I see it, I tell you, just scheming much, they so scheming much. I'm coming back through, they so scheming much. They scheming much. Hey, Vince, they don't understand how much life, what kind of we be facing on a day-to-day basis, dude. They They don't get it, do they?
No.
They don't get it. None of these, like, they think that this is some shit that we just made up. This is our life, man. Know what I mean? So, like, now, Best Spectacular, you said something earlier. You had a request for a certain type of beat. So let me see if Merc 79 going to have that beat for you right now. Let me see if this is the beat. If it's not a beat, I'm going to stop it. So let me see. In a way, it looked like it. Let me see. Yes, there go your beat. Go. Go. Over they head, nigga.
Yeah. Yeah, straight off the head. That mean everybody just wanna feel everything what a nigga just saying and everything that the nigga just been saving. Yeah, let me clear myself. Gotta clear myself for everybody that just try to come and they just wanna feel every word. Wanna take every penny. No, they can't take no penny. Ain't no pity, because it's pity the fool who try to come at me. Everybody just say, yeah, this nigga just go on the beat, rhyme off the beat. Who really gonna go and get a time on? That means we always rhyme on. Everything, yeah, it's always AM fleet. Ain't nothing coming amongst me. Yeah, I just stab a nigga with the beat. Matter of fact, they looking for me. They wanna send people at me. No, they ain't never gonna send nobody. I am the nigga that just taking them around, just gonna take their body. Like it's one and another body. Who really gonna go and they gonna talk about anybody? I am the nigga that just keeps going. Just keep going.
That did it again. That's crazy, man.
Yeah,
man. The It's crazy. Starting that over, man. You see what just happened? Now, this beat is turned out. Did you see what just happened right there? Did you see that? You saw that, right?
Yeah.
Well, how about I'm going to turn it down a little bit lower and we're going to go, but we're going to start over. Start over again. Because I'm going to make sure that I got the beat down real low this time because somebody recorded. Somebody got their little button on recording. They're like, oh, hey, man, we're going to record this. You know what I'm saying? See, that's what happens when an atomic mass in the building, you motherfuckers be like, yo, man, no, yeah, yo, man, hit the button. Hit the button. We can hear them on the other side. Like, hey, man, hit the button. Press your fucking button, man. They recording it. They freestyle again, man. I thought they was saying, nah, man, them niggas, man, that's the end of fleet, man. They don't stop. They stand for atomic mass, man. Every time they get the rhyme, it'll be atomic. Start over again. Last tour. Start it again.
Uh-oh. Over there. I slash in my dash and call it a massacre. Everybody just saying that they just want to go and just go in there going to hold that as a touch. Yeah, this nigga always just gonna rhyme like I got something to trust. Nobody to trust because there's so many that leave you in the dust. Leave you painted. That mean everybody just want to see the portrait. See the portrait. Matter of fact, call this the blood orchid. Yeah, like I'm just going on a journey just to find something. Yeah, it's nothing but a blood diamond. Everybody just want to go and they just want to go with the timing. Everything there is always perfect timing. When the AM fleet in the zone feet, everybody just say, yeah, this nigga just go on beat. Yeah, I just slash up the beat. Slash him up and slash him like a slasher movie. All of these niggas just want to say, yeah, this nigga just keep moving and keep it grooving. Everything, yeah, it's just going so groovy. It ain't all groovy though, call it grimy. Everybody just moving mad slimy. Since they want to talk about slime and talk about sliding, don't let us start sliding, cause it'll be bodies start dropping. Everybody just say there ain't no stopping.
Yo, it ain't no stopping. So all you wet rappers that be trying to grab microphones up and think y'all making something happen, y'all need to just quit your career cold turkey. When it's time for us to rap and say, y'all know when it's time for us to make the move. Most of you dudes feel like they ain't nothing but getting turned in the mold easily, meaning that we mold your ass. And y'all be the ones that be the sculptor fast. You'll stand up like a sculptor, run through you and make your ass fall down like a statue. But everybody thought that they could come through with Rest in West with the 239 and Best Fat Tack.
attacking you. Leaving all you do feel like you coming through. Got the style going through, you coming through. Niggas is acting like, yo, they thinking they stuck in a position. Just like somebody got some gum under their shoe. Trying to move your feet up, lift your feet up. Lift and move it around, goofy up. You do is hit and move the yippee up. Yippee yay, hey, hey. Mr. 239, spit the slave to make a lot of dudes be like, oh, hey, there he is. He's coming through with the rhymes that he say. Man, we don't play, man. We always come through, told you. Atomic Mass is coming through with balls that's going to keep coming through, taking you up like a zillion. One test to spilt it out, and there it is. This thing came through, went up in the sky like some kind of virus. My most shoes out here thought that they could stop us inside of fire the way that we hit. Man, you can't get rid of the AM fleet, man. We the beginning of the alphabet. Hey, get it? Y'all DMCs don't understand. The Atomic Mass is inside of the building. Respect. Yeah. Back
killing. Everybody just say that we always stealing, dealing with so much stuff that's going through the mental. Everybody just want to just clear their mind up. Matter of fact, they need to clear their mouth up of the bad breath and the stench of everything that they come up with. Because all of them, they ain't gonna invent nothing that we always go and we just gonna prevent everybody from coming in. If they try to come and smash us, they can't smash us. They can't even go with anything that we just run from dawn to dusk. Yeah, we ready to just go and just mash up. Yeah, they know that we all would just crash up. Crash them. Yeah, make their heads crash just like the computer. Everybody just say, yeah, this nigga just going, he ain't nobody gonna go with anything that we always going with the neuters. Yeah, these niggas need to be neutered. They just making babies for no reason. Everybody just say, yeah, this nigga just said that this nigga just going, I just rhyme, making these niggas facing treason.
Treason, believe it. Y'all know where it is, the MR.29-39, best tag tackler, bring it for all you dudes out there, acting like y'all so kind of heaving. Y'all better believe it, as we keep coming through, ripping rhymes to put y'all back in your position. Quite a lot of dudes didn't understand, man, we keep the rhyme and keep it moving, while most of you dudes know that we keep it living. Yeah, this that real hip hopping. Yeah, y'all better get your pen and pad and start jotting down some of the things. Better yet, take notes like we said back long ago on the adventures. So, man, we giving y'all enough concessions to make it feel like, yo, we filling your belly up more. While everybody be like, man, I'm getting too full, man. I can't take it, man. They rhyming too much. They froze by the bus, my stomach, just like on that movie called Tokyo. But Big Trouble Little Town in Tokyo. When it's time for us to represent, man, yo, coming through. Me and Best Dad Tackler come through like them two elements, yo. The one came through like light and one came through like muscle. The other one came through to be the type one to come through and throw a whole bunch of electricity at you. Yo, when we on Mr. 239 come through and bring it, and most of you dudes in the whack game be trying to act like y'all got a beast with y'all, like that dude named Lo Tan. When it's time for the MR.239 to come through, man, y'all don't run the MR.239 rifle or the best that tackler, man. We get ready to take y'all out in your own town. And we the type of dudes that destroy you with your own pen and anything that you been wrote down and you saying, because it ain't yours anyway. It was wrote by the head of a coach, man. Coach, man.
Ghost man. That means ain't nobody gonna go with the hollow man. That mean everything that just go hollow. That mean I just went invisible just for the moment, and I'm just gonna kill, yo. Kill everybody that provokes, yo. Yeah, this nigga just go on a low flow. Low key when I just get on my flow. Everybody just say, yeah, this nigga just go flow. Go for nothing but the 704. Spit and I go at the max flow. Everybody just say, yeah, this nigga go set flow. Set flow so much just to go. Everything, yeah, they go so lyrical. Yeah, these niggas ain't even blow. Everything that I used to be on the blow. Everything that the nigga just don't know. Everything that I just go and I just go and swole. I ain't scared of nothing. Everybody just say that they want to go for something. No, they can't go for nothing. They just want to go off assumptions. So I
yo, check it.
So I tell Chanel to eat and not eat.
Uh-huh. And that's how it be and it be. Man, Mr. 239 used to have a fascination for carrying bullets, live bullets around with him for good luck. I remember when me and that fat tackler started making our rounds up and spitting lyrics up, man. This some real lyrics and real language and real stuff we telling you. Man, we used to carry this real live ammo in our pockets much. It was like a good luck charm for all you dudes out there be trying to act like y'all really something, man. Y'all ain't ever been on what we been on. Man, we used to walk around carrying nothing but bullets in our pockets. He had a bullet, I had a bullet. It was a real ammunition bullet. One, if you put inside of a gun, it'd go off and it'd kill quick. But that was our way to talk about that was our lucky charm. What most dudes be trying to think about, man, y'all didn't understand, man. When we came in, y'all, we told y'all we came in a militant form. Well, a lot of dudes didn't understand what we had been on, man. Like, to this day, now I walk around with brass knuckles in my bag and plus a Ninja Star in the bag. And maybe a militant knife across my belt. Buckle, and I leave my 9 milli at home in the bag, resting where she belong at easily. Man, best back, Axler, man. You remember when we first came out, dog? We used to walk around with live ammo in our pocket for good luck, a good luck charm.
Yeah.
You remember that? It was crazy. You remember like when the cops used to stop us and ask us to empty our pockets? And they see the live bullet, and they're like, "What are you doing with a live bullet in your pocket?" You know, they used to say that to us. we used to be like, "Oh, we just carry that. That's for like a good luck to them." And they'd be like, "Oh, y'all ain't got no gun to put it in." We're like, "Nah, we just carry it for a good look." And they would let us go. You remember that? You remember when we first started? So, I mean, little niggas don't know in the game, man. And don't y'all copy out the style neither. Because we'll find out if you niggas doing it. Believe that. What we see, like I said, we do the things that y'all niggas didn't do. See, y'all niggas walk around with chains and all that diamond shit on, man. We walk around with our good luck toys in our pocket with live ammo or bullet. Wasn't it a bullet from a 9 millimeter? Ain't that what it was?
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah. So, I mean, so you niggas stop sleeping on us, man, because that ain't what y'all want to do. So, Best Fan Tackler, how your power looking on your phone? Because I got to play Currency Finale, man. I gotta blaze our songs right now. I got to blaze them. Because I ain't even play no music really right now. So, I gotta play that Currency Finale. I'm going to play your joint, play some more joints, and if we got time, Merc 79 might let us do another freestyle, but for now, we're going to play that Currency Finale. So, Best Fat Tackler, now, before we go to Currency Finale, I try to explain to everybody that why you were so important to the Zero Squad, why you was a special element and formula to the Zero Squad when it first came out. Can you explain to everybody about your coma, about you going to the other world, please, while I sit here and get this beat together? Because I was going to tell everybody about it, but I didn't clearly know completely, like, everything that went down, how it went down. So just hit everybody with that real quick, if you don't mind. And I'll give you a little bit of music to talk about it while you talking. How about that? So, babe, here's some music right here. Go ahead and explain to him about that coma situation.
Basically,
you ain't got a rhyme, but just tell him.
Basically, it was just a broken heart. It was a broken heart.
Over what, though?
Over a scheming female.
Get into it heavy. Let them know about it in detail, dog. Because, I mean, I had to let them know why you was an important monument and an important formula to the AM fleet as well as the Zero Squad when we first came out. Why everybody didn't understand. I even talked to them and told them about how you stopped me from murdering my brother
with a box cutter between his throat, you know what I mean? But that's enough about me. Tell him about your coma situation, how you went to the other world, yo.
Basically, all I remember is I woke up early in the morning, had to go to school, and drank almost a whole bottle of E&J, a half gallon.
And so what happened? What else happened when you went to school?
Honestly, I really didn't know, but I heard details about it. I know I got into it with one of my friends, and we about got into a fight. And I heard I was about to fight everybody that I came in contact with. And I basically blacked out and woke up in the hospital.
How long was you in your coma?
I remember for hours.
Yeah, and I told him it was around the same year that I cut a little Steve. He got his head blown off and got murdered at a gas station in Charlotte, North Carolina. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
See, a lot of people don't understand how important, like, that was an element, too. If he would have been living, he would have been a part. He would have been with us too. See, what everybody don't get, like that's why I said, man, people don't understand how legendary this group is. They don't understand why Uh-Oh from Toledo, Canada wanted to come and join with the Zero Squad. When we was the Zero Squad, how why Uh-Oh was constantly in Toledo, Canada, screaming, yelling out, "Word is born, records." Nobody understand that. You know what I'm saying? That's why I'm glad that you touch the atmosphere with that and letting people know about that. But, you know, get into more deeper conversation before we play that track, Currency Finale, man. Ben Spectacular is a really important part of the AM Fleet, man. This guy was really, really, like, on it. We was like, this monster beat, man, like, he was on it. Like, he literally, when we would be, I remember when we was in Mount Cadillac, Coonaville, my son was with me. He literally was going to sell the CDs, and if people was acting like they would have refused to act crazy, he was ready to pull out his Fletcher and put it to their throat just to help my son get some diapers. You remember that, yo?
Yeah.
So niggas don't understand, you know, this monster stuff, man, we was talking, that was real. You know what I mean? On numerous accounts, man, we to this day, Currency Finale gonna be a hit for centuries. It was predicted. We remember when Farnsworth Bentley was on the radio show, and he was like, that Currency Finale song go on for centuries. That's gonna be an anthem to go on forever. You remember he said that? Why did he say it, Ben? Because what it symbolized, huh? We was the loudest monsters that came out. Ain't nobody to this day got our sound. Nobody do their best back tech. Nobody. We was the loudest. We wasn't a hype. You know how they say people be all hyped up? No. We was the livest, but we sound like we was hyper when we was rhyming our lyrics. Commercialized or explicit, you gonna like the way it sounds. So, Best Man Tackler, what version you want to hear? Commercialized or explicit tonight?
Explicit.
I knew you was gonna say it. Well, Mark, hit the microphone. 239 dude, don't be acting like You know that movie you was watching earlier, dude, called Earth Girls Are Easy, dude, with Jim Carrey and Damon Wayans and that other guy that played on that one movie. Man, Merc, don't start talking about what I be watching, man. Just right now, I was saying, dude. Man, well, Merc, don't be telling everybody, man, you know what I mean? It was an old school joint, man. But, dude, 239, dude, just, you know. You're now in tune into WIDSradio.com, the station where reality taps you in the face and not doing it behind. And tonight is True Tuesdays, and you're now in tune.
You have the money.
Stop!
You have that money.
Yo, dude, get your ass out of here,
money.
Okay? You have that money. You, dude, get your ass out of here,
dude. Turn me up a little bit, son. I don't even hear nothing right now. Hey, yo, turn me up a little bit, man. Hey, yo, man, these niggas need to hear me, man. Word up. These niggas need to hear me right now, man. Get money, get money, get money, get money, get money. 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 All black by shivin'. Two niggas in the front, two niggas in the black, black mask in the back, on the right side of her ass, looking for the ass, cause we bout to spray the ass. I ain't talking spray paint, I'm talking lead paint, checking lean brand stains, leave the niggas leaking like holes in the water bed, leave them dead, let them catch the bullets and the shell, blood smoke looking like a ball, nigga, we ain't gon' stop, till they body look mushy like lasagna, call me your honor, you just got convicted, death was the penalty, fresh to pieces. Every time I spit, chop niggas to pieces. Flow so legendary, guess what? Put the paper down, yeah, I'm so deadly. Cause I want my motherfucking money and I ain't talking funny. I gotta show my motherfucking image to you niggas.
Get money, get money, get money, get money, get money, get money.
Conversation, debating the hate and you spraying towards my congregation. Hard work paying off, y'all seem to be on vacation. Never gonna stop amid speculation. Never got doubt about facing caused by the embarrassment of the irrelevant statements. I ain't playing, y'all just running out of people to blame for your failings. And all y'all shit is getting retarded as the offspring of Sarah Palin. If my words confuse you, I explain it in layman's terms. Y'all shit be lame in every language.
Get money, get money, get money, get money, get money.
Hey, Ben Santagra. Yo. Ben Santagra. Yo. You here? Hey, man, listen. You know, you remember when we first started performing that song, man, how hype people was getting, man? That Currency finale, yeah. Yo. Like when we first came out doing it, we didn't even suspect people was going to be all going bananas. Like, even when we would sell the CD to somebody, they put it in their car, and they be so inside, they go right inside of the CD that they just start throwing the money at us. You remember that? Just throw the money.
Yeah.
Sometimes they would leave off and have the joint still playing in the car. They wouldn't even stop it. You know what I mean? Like, so I kind of forgot that I made the show start myself and it wasn't really on a time frame like that. So, like, I'm looking at the time and it says that we have, like, 32 minutes left to be going. So, like, I'm going to play another track and we're going to come back with another freestyle before it's over, okay? You hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, and big ups to Cat Daddy and Hood Credit Magazine, man. Me and my cousin got in Hood Credit Magazine, man, and that was history. We got in a $1 million magazine in Texas. We still got copies of it. You still got your copy, right? Correct, right?
Can't find it.
Well, I know I got mine. It's folded up. I keep it in my bag or whatever. But, you know, I got the pictures with us holding the Hood Credit Magazine up, with us in there with all them models, with all them porn stars, and, you know what I mean, with everything that was in there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I got that picture. I'm gonna probably put it on the radio show tomorrow as a picture. You know what I mean? With us holding it. I was trying to find the one with the red carpet one when we was holding that one like that. But, yo, I'm about to play some more music and we'll be back. All right?
Yeah.
Funky toes that's been sitting with some socks on for about like 100 years and then the socks come off. We gon' funk that track up like that right there. Ow! 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 I am the ammonia spitter, the type of dude that'll hit you and knock you out and wake you back up at the same time like somebody hit you up. Hit you with your nose and your nostrils. Everybody thinking they can stop and say that I've been copping up, popping up, dropping up in the place. Everybody thought they could stop everything and the 239 come and be like, yo, they thought I was late, man, I'm not late. And I'ma tell you what's been happening. Yo, I'ma tell you what you should have done for me as a turn. Finale is in the end, celebrator and creator, and along with the frequency thrower. Why everybody act like they can stop everything that Mr. 239 been coming through, yo, on the road up. Yo, coming to scene, blowing out y'all and let you know that I shine and gleam, and like a whole bunch of bullets coming out the gun blasted.
ching, ching, flashing everywhere. Everybody on the scene, check this out what I'm saying. You gon' give me what I mean. You can give me all them wars, give me some boys. Everybody thought they could stop the way them M239 been making them noise. Cause if you act like you don't wanna give me them wars, I'ma show you them old wars. And then y'all gonna start thinking it once again when you hear a dude like Mr. 239 rest the scene. Yo, they should call me the number one champion. Virginia called me the greatest of all timing. In my timing, in my section, the way I represent most of you dudes out there, check and learn your lessons. It's the frequency slower. Why everybody thinking they can stop me? Say that Mr. 239 been reaching the deep, made them hold up. Nigga, they say they can drop the way I represent. I been being on and on, and that's what I've been about. And yo, y'all should understand and remember who made that shit so history back in the times that he was doing that stuff with Davey B. And I ain't gonna take his name out all the way through, but everybody act like that. Mr. M-R-4-239, what about this famous stuff? Check it. I'm so famous that I should have been a red carpet. While most of the dudes out here thought they could stop everything, and Mr. 239 was coming and locking it, launching it. Yeah, most people act like they don't forgot what I've been causing, what I've been happening, what I've been measuring, and I keep on mastering everything I be doing. Everybody learning lessons. The way that I leave you and make everybody feel like they want to trip and fall down. The way I come back with that sound, I done knock them all around. Folks on the track like somebody had a whole bunch of shoes on for a whole bunch of days, and finally take them out in the place to smell it. That's how I broke up the atmosphere where everybody thought they could stop everything. Mr. 239 been dropping it, so check it. Y'all want a new monster, well check it. That's the one right here behind the MIC. And man, I ain't gotta sit around and play no kind of games in this. Yo, y'all should've remembered my name when I came through. Like I said, give me them awards.
I smell the moment.
Now that there beat ain't playing for you to be solid, Darnell. What the heck is your problem, son? You ain't gonna rhyme on that butt right there, man. What is that right there? What are you doing right there, man? What are you doing right there? Man, dude, get out of here, dude. You know, you wasn't supposed to touch my controller, dude. Well, you know, I just thought he was gonna go on and get on that line right there, but he ain't do that. What's your name on that? What's your name on that? Back title? Why you ain't stay no right? Dude, get out of here. Get out. Get out of my studio, dude. Don't touch my controls ever again. All right, that's that technical, dude. This is another freestyle session, dude. Now get ready, man. Wham!
Yeah, who really want it? This is that nigga that just slaughtered opponents. Everybody just saying that they wanna run up on it. No, that nigga can't even just do it the way a nigga do it. Way a nigga go slow. Nigga go with the higher flow. Higher flow where a nigga just get sick, yo. Might get sick in the space shuttle. Everything that the nigga just go on plateau. Yeah, these niggas just wanna go with the motto. Yeah, the motto. Chicago. This is that nigga that just going and I just go with the shadow. Who really gonna go and get the shadow? Yeah, just going in the shadow. Get in the bones in the paddle. Get in the corner, get loose the pedal. Push the pedal full motion. Everybody just yeah, this nigga just go off with poking at everything that we just wanna say that the nigga just gonna kill me. Reach for my Fletcher. Reach for my Fletcher and it might get ya. Might get ya, might switch ya. Might even get on and be nothing to remember.
So check it, we dismantle all fake crews that try to step up and think that they can stop everything that we be coming through. Make you feel like you feel your step must, do your step must, hit you up, throw you up, make you feel like, yeah, you feel them all up. Yes, the 239, best that tackler comes through, and throw you up. We
fill your head up. Pop a whole bunch of semen or acid on top of your head. Melt you down, wear it. Go to your skeleton quick. Show your sculpture. Why these dudes out here don't understand? Yo, when it's time for MR.239 and best stand tackler. We've been known to swell you up, making you feel like we melt too much. Why the dudes so that they can stop us, man? Yo, ain't no way to stop us, man. We always been untouchable. Like I said on that track that we did a minute ago. What I say, yo, we unstoppable. That means that, I feel like that dude on that movie called Lawnmower. Not Lawnmower, man, but Swinging Blade. I just killed the whole industry. Hey, best back. Hey,
yeah.
Hey, what did they say? Oh, that song, I'm going to play it too, man. My phone just went to the dirt cleaner. Get the hell away from here, dude. What are you doing? Get away from here. Man, Mark, what did you do, man? You did something stupid, man. The beat supposed to be coming back. Bring it back, man. Bring it. Man, Mark, why did you make it change from off the, man? See, that's where you know we killed the session. See how that is? That's messed up. Somehow Merc 79 then did some kind of space control, made it thing jump all the way to the other side. Now I got to wait till it come back over here and load up. We're just going to load up, so forget that. We're just going to go ahead and pick up where I left off from. Okay. Right, yeah, I need an ambulance because I just killed the whole industry. Yeah, Mr. 239 come in the game a little bit, the range and the brain. I'm the type of dude that got the type of rhyme to the swing like Swing Blade on the movie. Make you feel like my mouth go like a car when I'm starting rhyming inside of the beat. Y'all ain't ready to see how the AO fleet come and provide them rhymes off the top of my head, please. If y'all want us to get into the movie form, we can get into the movie form. Y'all better understand y'all gonna respect everything we've been on. Because if you don't respect what we've been on, we gonna make it feel like we going straight to your head, please, and destroy your whole fit on. Well, y'all out there, yo, we'll suit you up. We the type of dudes that, how we call that? We'll just sit you and hem you up, just like a hem clothes up. Well, everybody out don't know when it's time for the AM fleet. We've been known to leave your doors much, make them feel like they froze much. Take them back where they be frozen like an icicle. Forget it. These niggas think they cold like the North Pole or the Antarctica. We gonna let y'all know what time it is. Yo, we come through and we make everything start and melt it up. Y'all, I'm gonna pass this off to my dude by the name of the Arsonist. Not the Arsonist, but what is your name, Mr. Pound Man? Your nickname? What you been known to do to a building much?
Lyrical Arsonist. Everything that these niggas just thinking is parsonist. They can't even get far from this. This is a nigga that's always just gonna go harder than this, harder than the rock. Everybody just say, yeah, this nigga just go stone. Yeah, leave these niggas stone. Just like turning into stone since they want to talk about Medusas around them. Everything that they just want to say about Versace. I ain't the nigga that just go locky. Yeah, I go and I just go rocky mode. Yeah, go round for round. Get knocked out. Everybody just said, damn, he got knocked down. You see, it's all shut down. Everything that we do, we shut down. Shut down sound. Everything that we always go around. I just pound around, pound the ground, like my name was Jax. Or I just take it in, I just go into an axe, like hatchet. Everybody just say, yeah, this nigga just go, and these niggas just go so ratchet. Everybody just want to go and grab a ratchet.
Grab a ratchet, and I'm getting ready to be like the dude Scorpion. Get over there! Some fake rappers catch him with the bow, the harpoon between the neck. Bring him to me and knock this way up in the sky. Let Best Spec Tech do the Jax combo and pound your ass to the ground. That's what you call a super AM fleet combat type of impact. What do you call those things? Who's calling those damn punches combos? Mr. 239, the best back tackler, been known to crush y'all up like the damn
potato chips combos. You niggas ain't acting like y'all rough and tough with the salt on the outside and the bread and got that little soft-ass cheese in between. Like I told you niggas before, y'all remind me of nothing soft-ass cream from a Twinkie. Niggas in the game don't understand, man, when it's time for the AM fleet to come back in the building, niggas be cuffing themselves up like females covering themselves up when they got their damn body parts showing much. Because they know that when we get up in the building, it's going to be a whole bunch of illness and make all you dudes be feeling what we bring and realize that it's realness. Well, everybody be like, man, you know what? Did you see that AM fleet, man? I feel that shit. You see AM fleet? I feel that. Like,
feel that shit just like feeling in their bones and getting hypothermia quick, getting the water. Everybody see that the flow so sick that I just build it, everything that the nigga just want to talk about a million, get sick of hearing a million. Sick of niggas throwing up with a whole bunch of millions, got millions, but they sold their soul. So when they come for their death, they just gonna go down to the earth. And me, I was hoping to be at the sky looking at them, looking in them, and I'm just looking in on them, looking down on them, and I'm just gonna smile on them, and I'm just gonna be with the Lord in the sky. I know that I'm going to get took high. Everybody just say, yeah, this nigga just going like this nigga just been up in his lies. No lie. They just want to spread lies on the nigga.
Uh-oh. He belched again. Yeah. We just going to freestyle off it. Yeah. Cause we gotta play some music after this, so I figure we'd go back in with another one. Yeah, Mr. 239, the best fan tackler in the building, man. We got that point sound for y'all to keep moving. Man, can y'all believe that me and best fan tackler had a type of image? Man, that the girls, the women in the industry was like, damn, I just want them to walk through my zone. They so thuggish. They thuggish, and most of them niggas, they knew the good new thugs in the game. I paid them like $5,000 just to walk down in, just walk through because they image is so thuggin', and damn, I think they making me rap much. That's some real shit for y'all, yeah. Niggas, right?
Making all the women, they just want to just take their panties off. Matter of fact, take off everything.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so many bras that just look at everything. Yeah, we go for the cost. No, we don't have no cause. Ain't got nothing to lose. I lost a kid 5 years ago. Everybody just go and choose. Is you gonna live or is you gonna do? Everybody just say, yeah, this nigga just say that. This nigga just gonna go. And I'm just gonna go with a nigga's throat. I used to put blades in niggas' throats. Now anywhere I wanna shoot a nigga in his throat. Or shoot a nigga in his eye. If a nigga out there talking about I am the nigga that's just always just gonna be sitting up on the mic. Yeah, like I throw up on the mic like a newborn baby. Just like everybody just wanna talk about me, wanna talk about the alien fleet. No, they don't even talk about us, cause they know that we always gonna just defeat.
And that's the way we come through, man. We make moves, and y'all better understand. Y'all gon' get about your seat. Like I told y'all, we're 2004, move your feet. Cause we gonna wanna rock hits. And the sound is moving around like a whole bunch of earthquakes, quick. It's like some kind of catastrophic type of thing when the AO fleet come in the building. While a lot of people didn't understand that, we gon' continue bringing up type of flows that we gon' keep a whole bunch of feeling like they wanna jump up and clap. Some people don't realize, man, that we got that sound to make a whole bunch of women wiggle like that telephone song. Y'all know when it's time for us to represent. We got that Midnight Desire, we got that Let 'em type of song. Best Spectacular brought a song called Let 'em. Mr. 239 made a song called Midnight Desire. And then came back with My Main Desire in 2001. Well, 2021, because there was a lot of things going on when I came out with the album, the director of music. That's why we directors. We directed. Y'all better respect us. Word up. AM Fleet is in the building. Y'all better get ready. Understand we bring it much. Bring it much. Yeah.
How we burn it much, everything that we do, we explain it much. Everybody just see that a nigga just going out rhyme much. Rhyme much, and he's been going for more than an hour. Everybody just say that they just ran a nigga that'll last an hour. If it was an hour, many women be out of breath. They be like, dang, I ain't got nothing left. Dang, you just
gotta
be all out of step. Everybody just say, what is really left?
Yeah, what's really left? Yo, females can't take it when the AM fleet come in the building. Kind of like when we put it down when we having sex. Yeah, man. I think, you know, like, before I play this song, like, before my ex left, she was, like, on the alcohol bag, and she literally came out of my mouth and was like, she ain't going to be really messing with me like that no more because, like, she had that little surgery or whatever, got a little piece of meat cut from her or whatever. It was supposed to be, you know, protecting her from cancer. She was like, I think you're going to have to find somebody else to have sex with. Because I ain't, you know what I mean? Because, like, you know me, dog. I be packing energy. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I had threesomes before. You had a threesome before. You feel me? You know what I mean? So we know what the energy is. And so, like, I think really, like, I don't know, man. So I think she couldn't handle me no more, B. You know what I'm saying? Like, just on the real tip. You know what I'm saying? So, like,
yeah.
you know how that is for women to be up on that stuff, man. I'm like, I think you need to find somebody to have sex with, somebody else. And I'm like, what? Like, what kind of shit is that? You know what I'm saying? Like, what does that mean? You know what I mean? And then she was like, oh, I didn't know I had said that. I was just drinking. And I'm like, but damn, if you drinking and you can't remember what the fuck you doing, you need to stop drinking. You feel me? So that's what's up, man. We rep the session, man. I'm about to play some music, man, for these last couple of minutes. And you know what I mean? And be sure to tune in to tomorrow, man. You know how it is. We keep it alive. We keep it alive all the time, 24/7. There ain't no stopping. We keep it going. You know what I mean? So I'm going to play some music, and it's always a pleasure for you to come through like you always do. So, yo, I'm going to introduce my next song, man. That's off my new album, Mr. 239, Before Time. You know what I mean? Off my new album, New Treatment, 2022. I dropped the track like last year, but it took us for this year. So, you know, I hope everybody enjoy it, man. And believe me, what I said at the end of my verse, man, that's true, man. I'm practicing Cassidy right now, man, because, like, my ex-wife left me, you feel me? Big up for the Wu-Tang.
Uh-huh. Nothing but sweethearts all around. Beautiful women. All different shades, colors, and ethnics and groups. Uh-huh, looking so lovely and gorgeous, always done up. You the reason that the sun come up. Queen, you look gorgeous. Knock me off my feet when you walk in by my office. I step cautious, I don't wanna walk shit. Try to knock you up with none of that dog shit. Peace, queen, my name is Dad Wu. I don't know you, but I always see you coming through. I took time out to tell you that you're beautiful. And could we do a lunch if it sounds suitable? If that's cool, then tomorrow 12:02.
Uh-huh.
Now everything's set for the rendezvous. She gave me a map like my man Rondo. Pretty long hair, her name Rapunzel. She cooks curry shrimp and she loves kung fu. Good with the grind and the mind is strong too. She's feeling me back, now what I'm gonna do? I don't wanna tell her that I want you. But you can flaunt me while I flaunt you. Long as everything is real and we stay true. We don't gotta stay together every day, boo. When it's our time, nothing can replace you.
What up, Mario? I know you've been sweating, Mr. 2. The way I always been doing. When I represent the WIP and Truth, and I represent it with the Woo. Yeah, I woke her up. Yo, she was his name. The nickname was Sleeping Beauty. You got a mute.
from Mr. Two, and I woke you up quickly from out of your sleep. Yo, compared to see a beautiful queen like this, man, got me sometimes feeling like my mind wanna go into the day. And so I hurry up and tap on her shoulder and say, by the way, mom, what's your name?
She said her name Dean.
She said, you can call me D. I said, D, what that mean? She said, I've been known to be delicious. What you mean delicious? Perhaps Mr. 239 is always caught up in the antics of this. Trying to figure out why this mother got me feeling like this. Got me in a zone, like I wanna stop and ask her about her algebra, what she on.
Like,
and she passing to me as I pass it off to her, said, yo, you can catch me at the WIBS company. She said, what does that mean? I said, word is born, record studios, that's where I always stand and where I be. She was like, oh, well, I'ma check you out and see what it's about. Tell Ma, is that really what you're thinking about from out the top of your mouth? Or is you just speaking something from the top of your head just to keep me quiet and just to get me out of your face quick? She said, nah, it ain't like that. I said, well, man, the only reason I'm feeling like this, man, is because my ex-wife left me and I'm practicing chastity.
Basically, I am a black Cherokee Indian, and I hold it down through any ceremony situation. Me and my nigga Infrared Bean be rocking the mics, always time, locations, whatever.
You know
and
where the fuck we be at?
Y'all know we everywhere, you know what I mean? But basically, I stay on point, 239 chambers, that's basically it, and I'm like a rifle because all my life inside my body, I just exploded every damn time.
Fuck it,
so,
man, that's just get it, man. Fuck explaining them motherfuckers, man. Fuck them.
Word is born, records.
Fuck that, nigga. We got to track it, man. We ain't got time to waste on explaining nothing. I don't want to explain shit, motherfucker. You want to know, come see about it.
Now, introducing, it is the one that y'all was sleeping on. It is Mr. MR.239.
My hot text, they moving like rocks and projects. MR takes producing to make my pops fat. Style turn MCs not threat. After they find out there's no way to stop click. No matter how much you drop, big Duke stop it. MR truth rock track. A few living shout, who's the best? Amateurs in fact. You spit out, shoot pop text. Why rap lyrics move faster than rockets? Taking lots of products out of apartments and projects. That means you can't stop that. Every time I drop tracks, I make locks mad like they with dime kick. And I walk past, pop the ass, grab the dick, stop that, gotta dig it. Told her I would be ready to get down to business. Got that, my name's Chop Next, like one chop of an axe. Sure you wanna rock next? Why yes, I doubt that rhymes I bring leave knots on head irritated. meditating enough, yeah, I won't rest. All the real roots start flowing, like I knew, I knew. I know it sounds wild, like rooster call crowing loud in the morning. Cock-a-doodle-doo. I hear y'all doubt, I'm not recognizing who the fuck are you. Now, I dare you to enter a strong mind, a master me, no doubt. In fact, we tremulous energies control crap, like Jesus speaks both proud. Listen to scream, go wow. I got que la voz, just oh why this is envy closed out. From pictures ugly, no sound. It's never breathe, no clout. Thinking to come, here, kick your technique, oh sound. Don't flip up, buddy, metaphors make souls pound. Slung garbage, lust, easily destroyed, blown down. Gone by thoughts, lyrics enough, empty sword with closed mouth. Wild parts, split, crush, leak, galore, false mouth. All I hit, but Jerry Ross, holds bound. The ride up, yucky, more road about. Ass thick up, yucky, full soap out. Cause I bring pro sound. Okay, all MCs sing slow now. Oh, now. Swallowing my lyrics cause you to choke out. Like hot put jalapeno in your mouth. No doubt, there's no reason for me to say who names he spoke out. Left me alone and climb about my true style for a long time. Now talk goes out on how I'm so proud. On stages I'm known to show off. Sure, all of this y'all know. This two-head rep in my
hometown. I'm gonna wanna rock, it's a move your feet. I'm gonna wanna rock, it's a move your feet. I'm gonna wanna rock, it's a move your feet. I'm gonna wanna rock, it's a move your feet. I'm gonna wanna rock, it's a move your feet. I'm gonna wanna rock it, so move your feet. I'm gonna wanna rock it, so move your feet. I'm gonna wanna rock it, so move your feet.
We don't hunt deer, vegetarian dishes from the concierge. Presidential suites, presidential treats, Brazilian models, boiling up my feet. 10 days a month, my girl pays for lunch. 3 days a week, we work out at crunch. Time after time, line after line, a stock in pieces, rhyme after rhyme. In the valley of San Fernando, found Q-tips wallet in El Segundo. Bobby been spotted on Telemundo with more wild cards than a box of Uno. That thing like propeller, my dog like old yeller. Howling at the moon, my goons, echo teller.
Yeah. I got my hands in the pot, 500 grand in the yacht. I'm the dope man with plans to expand on every block. Wu brand, that's with every hand's hard as penitentiary rock. That put that to your temple, the Wu symbol's about to drop. Insert the beam on my Glock, got that lean in my box. What that mean? High self-esteem, scrape cream off the top. Karate chop, similar to UFC, kickbox, kick rock. Dirty truck, a pit stop, shit, rams in a Ziploc. Watch how the pit bull lock his jaws, then lock your doors. Feds watch the boards, hip-hop fills out my pores. I be raw, 4+4 for 7 more. The clan rock the tours, we be them reservoir dogs.
Yeah. Guaranteed I bang hard, I plan to leave the game lord. Don't brainwash, the devil himself could not persuade God. My blade sharp, circle my square, I dare you brave heart. Before I leave your head in your hands, what's your name, huh? My lines get in your cells like 7 L's. Any problem I address you like I'm sending you mail. Let me do well, they rather see me dead or in jail. But let it be my life story if they ever do tell. No, I die for what I live, a intimate connection. For that infinite reflection, that's my wife and my kids. There's a price on my lid.
shit. So now my stock's higher, shots fired. My niggas who were tight with the kid. I'm hot as hell, kitchen with the oven on. Deck bomb, Teflon, the rap is nothing to a dawn. If I'm frontin' then respond, if not, throw up your arms. It's the killer bees swarming your set. The fuck is y'all?
Entering the 36, mastering the 18, flying for a chain of six. Hands that I crush bricks, backs that I break back. This is what y'all wanted back. Classical rhythm track with mathematic actual facts that weigh heavy. The universal strike and attack, dance the drunken medley. Long axe, blade, machete, the shadow-stepping ninja.
It's about the hooligan, yeah.